Hello, my friends. Welcome to Together Run 13. We are about to go out and have a 30, a 45, and a 60-minute option. But if this is your first time here, I want to welcome you. I will mostly be explaining what we will be doing. However, there may be a few things that you can just kind of go with the flow and learn up more about it in the future. So without any further ado, let's get to Together Run 13. Good morning, or happy run, friends. Excited to take you on another 30, 45, or 60 minute option for a run today. And let's get to it, and then we can talk a little more, right? Okay, off we go. In 3, 2, and 1. Yep, I said 60 minutes because last time, two times? Yeah, I've done 60 minutes. Have I done two? Yeah, two. Two times I've done 60 minutes. Oh, it's been a major hit. So apparently most of you run for 60 minutes, I shouldn't say most of you. A good chunk of you run for 60 minutes often. And I don't know, I guess I wasn't really expecting that. But that worked. I can do a 60-minute run, no problem. So today I think we'll start with our usual of a body check-in, a mind check-in, a scan. Oh, sorry, that is the scan. And then 5 senses check-in, have a bit of a conversation. I think maybe we'll do, let's do 2 strides at each of the cut-offs. So we'll do 2 strides for the 30, 2 at the 45, and 2 at 60. See if I can... No, I don't want to skate away, do I? So, yeah. All right, and I've got a lot to tell you in the rest of it about my trip to New York. I'm going to give you some insider info here. So, all right, shall we begin? So we will start by doing a scan down as we usually do. Not going to start just yet. If you can wait until I tell you to begin. But what you're going to do is you're going to start from the top of your head, right? The crown of your head. And you're going to scan your way down. Imagine there's some kind of scanner, not a creepy kind of scanner that you feel is looking at your insides, but just a ray of light, maybe, that's scanning down your body and checking in with each part, seeing how it feels, seeing how you feel, and then we'll check in at the end to see if things are any different. And when I say the end, probably the 30-minute mark, and then again at 60. And so, as David was talking about a few weeks ago, we want to make sure, and I'm still working on this, that we're not laying judgment to things, trying to minimize the good or the bad, but instead just feeling it, just saying, this is what I'm experiencing. So let's begin. I'll give you some prompts as we go along the way. So start top of the head, crown, scanning down your eyelashes, your eyes, your ears, your jaw. Pay attention to anything that's feeling tight. Loosen your jaw. Unscrunch your eyes if you're squinting in. Trying to relax everything here. And scanning down through the back of the neck, to the front, into your shoulders, collarbone, going down your arms, into your hands, and then back down through the chest, into your stomach, into your hips, into your glutes, quads and hamstrings, through your knees, into your shin and calf, into your ankle, feeling that Achilles, and around to your toes. How are you feeling? Again, we want to try not to be passing judgment, just mainly noting. Is there anything that's tight? Anything that is stiff? Or maybe some discomfort there? How are you feeling? For me, mostly feeling good actually. Better than I thought I would. It's a little bit cooler here this morning. Feels nice. And body-wise, maybe a little bit of stiffness in my heel area, Achilles. That's it. How about mentally for you? How are you feeling? And don't give the short, yeah, good, you. I talk about this often on these to someone who, or in life, someone who is new to these runs. There have been quite a few of you who have come in because you've seen shares by other people, or people have told you about it and said you've got to give it a try. And I welcome. So I'm excited to have you, and I'm honoured that this is one of those things that feels meaningful to share and encourage people to do, because as we all know, everyone's fighting for our attention, and it can be exhausting, it can be overwhelming. And I've been joking a lot that I feel like everyone in the industry of what I do is yelling louder and louder, and I just want to go in a quiet room next door and talk to a few people for an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm honoured that this means you probably want that too. You're fed up of brands telling you they care about you, big brands that really just see you as a number. Anyway, tangent. How are you really feeling? I'll give you a second there, and then I'll talk to some of my thoughts. All right, for me, feeling, I'm just going to say things as they come up. We call this open awareness. Well, different version for meditation, but I'm going to call this together run, open awareness. I have a little bit of irritation, as you may or may not have seen, when I was on a run with Malcolm and Knox the other day. Got stung by a bee near my eye, and it puffed up, and it's still puffed up. So that eye is hard to see out of, or feels like I've got something in my vision. I'm feeling filled up, very full from my interactions this weekend, or this 6 days. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And I'm feeling very, I wouldn't say very, I'm feeling some restlessness. Part of me wants to book something else, go somewhere else, take my family somewhere else, but just go explore the world. I'm trying to be at peace with that and say it's okay to feel that way after going on a trip. But that's not always easy. And especially in the past, when I felt this way, I very much felt a lot of guilt. Like, why can't you enjoy this moment that you're having now? You may not have the curiosity and the glamour that maybe it does, but it's got a lot to it, and it can still be a special moment, and it can still be something to learn and grow from, and it still can. But it's also okay for me to say that I may be feeling something else, as we see a lot, and Bailey is obsessed with Frozen right now, has been for a few months now, so I can pretty much recite the movies by heart at this point. In Frozen 2, Sven, the reindeer, says to Kristoff about his feelings being real. So try and remind myself of that. It's okay to feel. But yes, those are the main things. And then anything else that's coming to mind for you, just reflect on that. Let's just take a minute. I know some of you hate that when I give you extra free time as your mind wanders, but let's explore it. Let's see where your mind goes. Is something bothering you? Is something triggered by what I just said there? Think about it. And while you may not be ready or want to share with me and the world a photo of this run or of a moment, you can still think about it, and you can send me a message separately, or you can just let yourself go there for a minute. If it's obviously deep and something traumatic, maybe don't go there for a minute, but recognize that you do need to set aside some time to work through it. So let's just have another minute. I know it's uncomfortable, but just see what comes to the surface for you. Okay, all right, let's have a bit of a chat. While this is a one-sided chat for right now, I'm going to imagine you're responding and listening, and if you want to respond to me another way, feel free. Let's stop and take a picture right now. Let's do it a different time. Stop your watch. I know it's only been 12 minutes, but that's okay. Let's do a different spot this time. Get your phone out and take a picture. I don't care if... Okay, should I tell you what I see? Is I can't take a picture right now. I see sidewalks that are totally uneven and cracked. I see a local newspaper that's on the road, which leads me down a rabbit hole of that's going to be run into the road and plastic, blah, blah, blah. That annoys me. I'm not supposed to say that, right, David? I see a newspaper on the road. That's it. End of conversation. I see some houses. I see a trash receptacle. I see a Jeep. I see some signs. I see some kind of one of those flag things that people stick with various seasons. I don't even know how to describe it. I literally don't have a very exciting view right now. I do see a newspaper with the bag on it that's been trodden in somewhere else. So I was valid in thinking that. But my view isn't very exciting. So if yours isn't either, who cares? I'm not doing it to judge of you and give you a 10 out of 10. Let's just stop and show me what you're doing so we can pretend we're running together, so I can envision that. So if you haven't taken a picture already, do it. I mean it, do it. If you have been running this whole time, stop right now. Take a picture. You can just send it to just me if you like. I have a swollen, puffy eye, so I'm not going to judge you. All right, taking a picture. Let's go back to running. Wow, we stopped for a minute and a half. I must have went on a real tangent there. Make sure you send me that picture or if you want to upload it, even better. I love seeing those. And then you help get the word out. And actually, on that note, so mind if I just talk about our sponsor today now, so then I can just go full in with our New York experience and tell you my reflections. And I haven't done this, by the way. I haven't unpacked it properly yet, so you may get to do that with me. But these together runs have been extremely popular, and I keep one brand per run because I don't want to commercialize it and crowd it with stuff. But this is my livelihood. This is a run I'm doing that I could be doing for something else. So I hope you know that when I pick a brand for this, I mean it. I love them, I use them. Always vet out something for a few months before I suggest it. And Beam, I've been using for more than a few months now, and I love it. I love having it post-run. The recovery I have almost every day. It's a lemon flavor, tastes so good. And as you know, I'm not normally a citrus person. It is got a collagen and branched chain amino acids to help you recover. It's got electrolytes, but it's got so much more than that. And so even if you aren't able to eat immediately post-run, you can at least have something that's starting the process. And then they have their Perform flavor. This is the Elevate series. You can buy these individually, or you can buy them as a bundle, variety pack. The Performance one I used in my trail race. I plan on using in every race I'm doing this year, which I have some exciting things I'm doing, many of which set up this weekend, a week. And I plan on using Beam during those. Really great. It's got some green coffee extract in there. Really great product. And then the Balance, just for day-to-day, restore, happy. I love it. So you can get 20 or 15% off your order or 20% off a subscription at beamtlc.com when you use code Tina. I do not want you to do that right now. Let's stay with our run. I will remind you just quickly at the end of each of our breakoffs. And by getting that, you are also supporting me by telling them that I'm worth investing in. And if you can't do that, if you are international, go ahead and leave a rating or review, if you can, on your podcast player, on Apple Podcasts. Don't think Spotify allows for it, but you leaving a rating and review, even if you've done one before, it will erase your previous one and put the updated one. But that helps people. I mean, we all know it, right? When you're looking up something and you see reviews that are years old as the most recent ones, it makes you think, well, what about recently? So go ahead and talk about these if you like. Say how much the together runs have helped you, but redo or do that rating and review. That really helps me too. All right. Oh, wow. We're only at 16 minutes. Okay, so I've got plenty of time to talk. So thank you for listening. Okay. So I'd known for... So basically, backstory. Malcolm Gladwell, this is, had been on my lifetime bucket list for many, many years. I've loved Malcolm's work. I want to say like 2012 was when I first read Outliers. Loved it. And I have read most of the other ones, not all. I didn't know about going back to the very first ones. Well, I feel people still refer to them. I didn't. I didn't know how relevant 2000 would be to now, but love his work. You would have heard me talking about Talking to Strangers, which is his book that came out in 2019 before. One of my favorite books of all time. And he's just a figure. Someone whose mind I love and someone I admire. Yeah, maybe not perfect in every way. And you'll hear in this interview, not only did I challenge him, but I also got him to say, yeah, you're probably right. And so I, speaking of dogs, in the last together, this dog is growling at me. So also humble, also willing to learn, and said he loves to be wrong, which you will hear me. I go for it. No holds barred. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. So yeah, I'd been a fan of his for many years. Seemed untouchable, you know, like almost like an Oprah-like figure of how would I ever get him. But I trusted, and someone introduced, sent an introduction email between him and I in September. And at the time, I was so freaked out that I was on an email chain with him. But then he responded. And if you are on the email newsletter, which if you are not, be sure to click on the link in the notes for this episode on your podcast player to go sign up. Because if you like this, you will love that. And again, I apologize for my spelling errors again last week. Oh, I need to keep forgetting to check the spelling, and the thing I use doesn't check it for me, so I have to manually do it. Anyway, he replied, and it was a very short response, but sure, I think he said, how soon? And so I replied, and then I didn't hear anything for months. Crickets. Kept trying. Every month I'd email him, never a response. So that was September. I think it was end of September. And fast forward to June. So how many months is that? 9 months of emailing him. I sent a final email basically saying, look, clearly overdone it here. I've sent you this, sent you these messages, and I think this is a clear sign. I've overdone it, been too persistent, I'll leave you alone now. That's basically what I said. And I get a response, and he says about July. And then it just happened to be that I was going to New York in July, or thinking about going to Beacon for this event. And so we said, okay. I said, well, what about if I, can you come to Beacon? I knew he lived near there. Or can I come to you? And he said, come to my studio. Here's the address. Here's my cell number. See you at 3 p.m. on this day. And yeah, crazy, huh? And so, yeah, then we went and did it. And there's so much more that I want to unpack there in the whole week, but I wanted to share that part because I know people are interested. And it was a crazy story in, yes, persistence and checking in, but also in letting go. Because that final email I sent, I let go. I knew and trusted it would happen someday, but maybe now wasn't that time. And sure enough, there it did. And so we interviewed, and as I said a few minutes ago, I challenged him. Like, I am so proud of myself, friends. I asked him some really brave questions. I challenged him in ways that he clearly doesn't get challenged very often. And he loved it. He thrived in it. And so, and also, I've said this to a few people, but so I really wanted to just be in a conversation with him. And there's a lot of and yes on my end, because I was listening intently. And it was almost as if him and I were just sitting having a chat. The recording wasn't there. We weren't, you know, I wasn't monitoring anything. I wasn't thinking of questions ahead of time while I had them. I just wanted to be in it. I wanted to be present. And I'm really proud of myself that I did. However, there were a few moments in there where he would be talking, and we recorded for like an hour and 10 minutes or something. It was just him and I in his studio. Maria and Knox had left, and I would look at him and be like, "There's Malcolm Gladwell looking at you and talking to you." And it was the most surreal thing. But then I'd say to myself, like, okay, so listen, like, come on, pull yourself back in. And I did. But yeah, I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited for it. And then we went for a run afterwards, myself, Malcolm and Knox. And we had a great run. Malcolm pushed the pace on the way back. We ran 8 miles, and our final mile was 6:37, and then we stopped to jog in the last mile. So he's pushing the pace because it was 85 degrees that day, and it was amazing, a life-changing experience. I learned some things about him that I can't share, but pretty shocking and amazing. And yeah, so that was that. And then beyond that, I did these events with an event with Tracksmith, and I was talking about the fact that so many people, myself included, are fans of Tracksmith. You just don't hear that very much. This is not an ad. I'm genuinely just saying this because I bought stuff when I was there with my own money. And I genuinely feel so good about working with the brands I work with. But Tracksmith in particular, like, it's beyond the clothes, you know? They're just good people. And I had this live interview with Mary Kane, which, as you listen to this, will be coming out Friday. And it was wonderful. And so, yeah, you'll get to hear more about that. But what I want to talk about for the rest of the next bit, although we've got 25 minutes, so we've got 5 more minutes for the 30-minute group. So we'll check back in a minute. What I want to talk about for the rest of the time is actually looking back on my 6 days as a whole, and what I learned, and what I want to share with you, and hear your thoughts on. I mean, this doesn't have to be a one-way street. While you can't respond to me right now as I'm doing this, you can send me a message. You can tell me your experiences with things. And we can make it as close as we can to running together. I've already had you take a picture. So yeah. Okay. You know what, I actually am going to save starting that till after the 30-minute mark. And so let's just talk a little bit more about something specific till then. I guess I'll just chat about these runs in particular before I go deeper into what I learned and how I honestly think it's changed me for good. Woo, pigeon. But until then, when you step back and think about this, what we're doing right now, or when I try to explain to people about this, it sounds like the strangest thing, doesn't it? Like, I carry a microphone, run with it, and talk to it. And who knows what the people who see me think I'm doing. That in itself is an interesting question. But also that you then listen to it and hear me kind of rambling off in who knows how many directions. and kind of enjoy it. And I'd love to hear from you when you share about this on social or just with me or through email. What is it, would you say, about this? Is it the sum of all of it? Is it the body scan and the sense check-in and the mind check-in that you don't normally do on runs? Is it the rambling conversations? Is it the fact that we do strides when you don't usually? Hands up on my part. Or is it something else? A lot of people have said they fall into the rhythm of my footsteps. Is it that for you? Or is it all of it? Tell me. I really would love to hear which pieces of this, or all of it, makes this special for you. Makes this be something you want to use one of your precious runs on. And I don't know about you, but like, in terms of podcasts and listening, the amount of stuff I can get through in a week is very limited. And so I'm aware of that for everyone. I mean, everyone has a podcast now. Even when I was away this weekend, when people would say, "Why are you here?" and I'd say about my podcast, I'd feel a bit weird because I could feel them looking at me like, "And?" Because there's so many people with podcasts now. And as much as I would love for you to listen to the interviews and, you know, remain a super loyal fan, I also understand that we are all pressed for time, for energy, for our attention. And sometimes you're choosing this over the interview. And I'm actually okay with that. Just don't tell anyone else. But let's say, you know, I'm okay with that because I understand it, because I feel it too. Some of my favorite shows, I don't even get to listen to every week. I have to skip ones because I just can't find the time for them. And that's okay. I may go back to them, and I often do. But I just appreciate you for being here with me today. So thank you. All right. 30-minute group. Slow to a walk. Great job. Wow, that sounded American. Great job. Great job. Let's walk for a minute. If you're doing 45 or 60, you can keep going. If you're doing 30, let's walk for a minute. And we'll do some strides when I get up this hill. I mean, just kidding. I don't care where we do them. But yeah, we'll just take a moment for you to catch your breath. And then we'll do two strides. And then 30-minute group. If you want to keep walking with us to hear some of the rest of my journey, love that. You can also check out Beam while you're doing it, maybe, if you're walking or not. Go leave a rating and review. Or if you want to just say, "See ya, had enough of you for one day," totally understand, then you can do that. But all right, let's begin our first stride. Everyone's going to do this, regardless of how long you're running for. So are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1. Now, this isn't meant to be a sprint. This isn't meant to be you striding out. This is just you picking up the pace, running at about 80%. And slow to a walk or a jog if you're doing the longer distances. We're just going to take another minute to get your breath back. And so, yes, if you haven't done one of these before, these strides are not meant to be you trying to take big steps or to sprint as fast as you can. It's a stride. So that means trying to actually improve your cadence if you're coming from a walk, it's going to feel a little more uncomfortable because you're obviously going from a slower speed. But I actually find that's a bit more helpful if you are on your like shorter amounts of your run. So from there, we'll pick up, just going to run about 80% of your max. We're only doing about 10 seconds and then we'll start to a walk. Okay? So if you've never done this before, you got one more and then you're done. And 3, 2, and 1. So you should be able to hear my cadence is faster, as should yours be. And slow to a walk or jog. If you are on the 45 minute or 60 minute option, then you should be able to continue running maybe a little bit slower than you normally would, but not much, and then ease back into the rhythm of pace of your normal run. Did you hear that noise? There's another runner. I was thinking actually, well, let me first say, 30 minute group, thank you for joining me today. Maybe next time or today you can, if you wanna walk, run the last 15 minutes, you're welcome to. You can do this however you like. Okay, thank you for joining me. Leave a rating and review. Go get yourself some Beam. Thank you. Code Tina, by the way. Yeah, that was another runner's footsteps, which I've been wondering, what are your thoughts on if I did have people come in for these, like while I'm traveling or even just friends around here? Would you want to hear a conversation between two people, or does that feel a bit, I wouldn't say exclusive, but like left out and like you're not there, and that makes the FOMO harder? I'd love to hear, especially, yeah, when I travel. Like I could have easily done a run with Maria, one with Knox while I was gone. So would love to hear your thoughts on that. And if you don't know who these people's names are that I mentioned, probably should head on over to Instagram or Facebook, share about the things I do over there, and you can just follow along on a closer level, or I'll tell you more on those weekly emails that there's a link to. Okay, so back to the trip. Actually, we didn't do a check-in, did we? So let's do that first. We're not going to do a scan. We're just going to do a snapshot. How are you feeling? Physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually if you want. How are you feeling? Just take about a minute to think about it. Minute feels like a long time, huh? Let's keep going. Keep asking yourself, see what comes up. All right, had your time to think about how you're feeling physically, mentally, emotionally. I won't say mine, I've been doing enough talking about that. But very varying versions of what I was sharing earlier. Okay, so yeah, back to my trip. Third time lucky, attempting to say this. When I've gone on trips, like to New York in the past, one, I've always spent most of my time in the same area, which is around Central Park, around, I don't even know the names of the areas, let's say the Times Square-ish area. And yeah, I've ventured off a little bit, but for the most part, it's been very, yeah, just oriented around meeting up with people for a quick 30 minutes, quick coffee, or even just running into someone randomly, or I should say recording some podcasts, which has been great. Really enjoyed those ones, but also they got purpose, right? There's no casual time there. It's just all serious, and people often feel, as we all do, I think, that we want to put our best foot forward. We want to be liked, right? When we're, if we were on a podcast, or if we were to do something that would be recorded. This trip, however, not only did I have a few days in, I'm assuming it's called upstate New York. Someone can tell me there. But, you know, going away from Manhattan, going up towards northern part of New York, went to Beacon, which was the most beautiful little town. I can't even describe how, like, idyllic it was. I mean, it had this little strip, like a downtown strip that reminds me of England, where all the little shops were mum and pop shops. And they told me there, someone told me, they only have two franchises in the entire little town, which is a Subway and I can't remember what the other one was. There wasn't even a Starbucks. There's no Starbucks there. All these locally run little buildings. So adorable and so beautiful. There was a mountain. There's the Hudson River. There's a reservoir. There was, well, I should say, I don't know if the mountain is actually technically a mountain. We call it Mount Beacon. There was waterfalls. There was just people hanging out. There were independent music artists just doing their stuff. It was just amazing. And so that in itself was a bit of a shake-up for me, and in a good way. And then also was very nice to get out into nature. Again, we know New York City is very New Yorkish, urban, and while you can get to more green places and open places, and they're definitely opening more up, it still is New York, right? And whereas this was just, you know, I could go for a run, and just jump in the river, or you know, run up a Mount Beacon and be at the top and have the most incredible view. And then go in those little local shops afterwards for a coffee. It was just, and like a good example is the coffee. So they had, you know, the syrups, but they were all house made. Like, that is another good example. So that part of it was really special, of like pulling me away from the hustle and into just relaxing into it. It was really cool. But even beyond that, the rest of the time, that entire trip, usually when I've done things like this, I have been like, okay, I'll leave 1 hour and 10 minutes to run with this person. So we've got an hour run, plus 10 minutes after. And then, you know, I'll book this for half an hour later so I have enough time to quickly jump in the shower and go meet this person. And then I'll give them an hour. I'll leave myself a 30-minute cushion to get to the next place. And as you can imagine, not only does it not run like that, in that I end up being late for everything and hot and sweaty because I've basically run from place to place, but I've never really been present there because I'm always like, okay, you've got 27 minutes and then you'll have to go, and watching my phone. This time I had minimum of 1 hour with each person, more like up to 4-5 in Maria's case, days on end. And I have to tell you, that was so special because it just made it so that I could actually enjoy it and be there and appreciate what I was like talking to them about or experiencing. And so that lesson for me was pretty impactful of, it's not, and maybe this is the pandemic. I was talking to Simranjeet Singh, who was the guy from Running Realized episode 3. And if you didn't listen to that one, absolutely recommend that one. So I'll put it in the show notes because that one is the best entry one into Running Realized, I think. Anyway, so Simran was saying since the pandemic, it's been kind of like this. But I think the lesson is to more prioritize your time. So for me, not trying to see 8 different people in a day, but instead either joining some of those people together and being okay and wanting to have that time where we can all talk about something together. Obviously picking somewhat strategically whether you think people would have things in common, but also being okay with saying, I'm not going to see this person, or I'll see them the next time. That's a lot of what I did, and I really think it helped. So if you're 45 minute, come to a walk. I'm just going to finish what I was saying, and then we'll do our strides. But yeah, so I've definitely been guilty in the past of overscheduling myself, of putting too much in, of just wanting to get more people and conversations, but then them not be meaningful. Now that said, it's not that you can have a 20-minute conversation with someone somewhere and it not be meaningful. I mean, we've all done runs with people where you, and I had this in Beacon, you run alongside someone for 5 minutes and it's amazing. But the thing is, you're there. You're not 5 minutes. It's meaningful because you're engaged and listening and not thinking, well, in 4 minutes, I'm going to go over here. And it's all that mental difference shift. So it's not about trying to, it's about the 5 minutes or however long it is that you're fully there. And that was the difference for me. In the past, I don't think I've been there. I think I've been, just planning my next step, which is sad, right? I've lost a lot of meaningful moments. Okay, shall we do our next set strides? Okay, I'm gonna flip around and then we'll begin our stride in 3, 2, and 1. And so to a jog or a walk, if you're done, if you are done, other than this one more stride we've got left, well done. Good job. It's not always easy to run with someone and hear them rambling on. So, and that actually ties into what I was just saying there. If this isn't working for you and you do appreciate quietness, go do that. Do what's best for you. All right, ready for one more? In 3, 2, and 1. All right, and slow to a jog. Or if you're doing 45 minutes, you are done. Bit of a busy intersection there. Thank you for joining me today, 45 minute friends. Please go leave a rating and review, even if you've done one already. And go get yourself some Beam. BeamTLC.com, use code Tina, or you can just hang out and stay with us for the last bit. Yeah, they're happy to have you. So that was one part of the meaningful week. And then the other part that sticks out to me was about saying yes. And I wrote about this. Where did I write about this? Somewhere, right? I can't remember. Maybe I haven't spoken about this. Saying yes to things. Oh no, it was in Superstars. Yeah. If you're in Superstars, you would have seen me with my beasting eye. Talking about saying yes. And that is what I want to spend the last bit of time talking about here. Being that so often we are afraid, either afraid or like worry about the consequences or having to stand awkwardly on our own about going to new things. And when this trip came up, it was Nock saying to me, you've got to come to Beacon, you'll love it here. But I didn't have anything planned. At that time, Malcolm was getting ready to send the final email. And I hadn't figured anything out with Tracksmith. I didn't have any real plans. I knew there was plenty of people I could see, and I intended to do that. But I couldn't, in my right mind, say, yes, I'm going to go away and leave my kids, my one-year-old and my three-year-old, for a week, based on me planning to meet up with a few friends. And while every single person I met while I was there was a large part of work meeting, all of which we talked about, work stuff, connections we made, you know, deepening that relationship, many of which you have pretty, you know, we can do a lot for one another. And those face-to-face interactions go a long way, right? We all know that. It means so much more. You can have a Zoom call and that's great, but it doesn't, it's not the same as having in person. And while this trip has also taught me that it's okay if I do say I need a break from kids to be myself and go, yeah, to the beach for a week or a few days of self-care somewhere, it's okay to do that too. And I would hope that if we all do that and we do have a partner, we also give them the ability to go do something like that. They may or may not take it, but you know, it's a give and take. But for me, I do love what I do, And I do love meeting people who are friends, but also colleagues, I guess. And so I went out there or booked these flights, not really knowing what I was going to be doing, knowing that I'd get questions from people who don't really understand, saying, well, why are you going out there? Like, why are you leaving your kids for 6 days with your husband? But I trusted that things would work out. And I trusted that I would get something out of it, even if it was just an experience and lessons like I'm talking about right now. You know, two big things. And so I think so often we're afraid of saying yes, be it you get invited to a birthday party and it's 45 minutes away and you think, oh, that's too far, I've got something else to do. But had you gone, even if there's that awkward time at the beginning we've all had, where you stand there, you're uncomfortable, you don't really know anyone, but most of the time we end up getting something out of it, learning something, seeing another perspective, and somehow growing. So start saying yes to things. And that doesn't mean everything. I mean, you also want to be able to say no to things. And I've talked recently about, you know, I do have two young kids, and I can't say yes to everything that comes up. I can't follow through with all those ideas I have. But I can bank them, and I can save them for another time. As we're taught in the parenting world, you can say yes with a condition. And so in that circumstance, I can say, I will say yes to that someday, or in a few years, whatever. But there's just a lot of situations where we're invited to places or asked to do something that feels, it brings that sense of like, because we know we're going to be uncomfortable at the beginning and we don't know how that's going to play out. I went to a November project workout on my final morning, and I've never been to one of those. I'd heard about them, and I definitely recommend, even if you are introverted and quiet, still worth trying it. Again, this is a perfect example of saying yes to something. Give it a try. Might not be for you, and that's okay. But even for me, I felt very uncomfortable when we first got there. We had to go into the middle of the circle and introduce ourselves and say a few things. And I knew I was standing there very awkwardly because I didn't feel, it was an uncomfortable situation. Not because they made it that way, they were very, very welcoming. But just as humans, when you have, you know, 40 faces looking at you in a new place where you might know one or zero, it's a lot. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And so that's another example on a smaller scale of saying yes to something that at first glance is makes you want to run away. And there's plenty of other things that will come up. Some of them, you know, in your gut aren't right for you, and you may be considering saying yes to save face or to do it because you don't want to disappoint someone. But next time, ask yourself, are you saying no to this because you're scared, because of fear? And if that's the case, take a breath and say yes. Give it a go. But if you're saying, if you're on the other end of that and you say yes to too much, and you're doing it because of rejection or because you're people-pleasing, and it's not fear, it's just You don't want to, yeah, let people down. And stand up for yourself. That can also be saying yes, right? Because you're saying yes to yourself. You're protecting your own time and recognizing that what you're doing is for everyone else. You're saying yes to everyone else, but not to yourself. And that's not good either, right? Okay, friends. We're going to do our last two strides before the 60-minute mark. So, you ready to begin? In 3, 2, and 1. And slow to a jogger. I'll do one more, then we'll jog it in, and that'll be it. Okay, last stride. Ready? In 3, 2, and 1. Jog. Got about a minute to go, and with this last minute, we're going to do another scan down and see how you're feeling now compared with at the beginning. I'm not going to give you prompts this time. You pay attention to how what jumps out for you, or hear my voice in your head. Scanning down. If you got distracted, pull yourself back in. And slow to walk. 1 hour. Thank you so much for joining me. What do you notice the second time? How do you feel mentally, physically? I feel definitely a little more tired, as would be expected, right? My hand is got some dents in it from holding my phone. Physically, my heel-ish area feels good. I feel sweaty and warm. And mentally, I feel good having processed some of my experience with you. Having someone to talk to is always good, right? I feel excited for what the future may hold, what things I can say yes to, and also what things I'll say no to that means saying yes to myself, that feel good to do. And that is the end of our run. Go check out Beam TLC. Use code TINA for 15% off or 20% off a subscription. Or go leave a rating and review. Make sure you send me a picture or put it on your social. Share this with other people. People seem to be really needing this right now, so you never know who you will help. All right. See you next time. We'll see you on Friday for my interview with Mary Kane. See you then. Before we end this episode, I just want to take a moment to shout out my podcast editor, Jeremy Nessel, who has done such a wonderful job of looking after my podcast, taking out all the mishaps in the episodes, while still keeping in the vulnerability and the realness and the rawness of the conversation. This is not one of those podcasts where I take out the ums and the uhs and the sometimes the delay in words, because I think it's very important to keep that authenticity. We're surrounded by
perfected and manicured everything. And I think it's really important that Running for Real stays that way. So thank you to Jeremy for your work. I also want to thank Maria Vargas and Amber Moore, who are also part of my team. They've been a big part of this community and me being able to build this brand. So just want to give them a shout out too. All right, let's get right back to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends, for Together Run 13. I really enjoyed unpacking my trip with you today, and I would love to hear your feedback. If you could share a screenshot, if you could leave that rating and review, that would be super helpful. Or just let me know, share with your friends if you feel like doing so. Really love hearing the feedback here. And enjoyed that run with you today. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you on Friday for the episode with Mary Kane. Thank you.